This is Shortcut Marketing Tips with Scott Bywater, giving you easy to implement step-by-step strategies to get more customers fast.
A technique I learned in the early days, when I was about 13 or something, I did a course called Alpha Dynamics. I'm not sure if it's still around, but I did this course. And one of the techniques they taught there was what's called the half glass of water technique. And the half glass of water technique basically says that before you go to sleep, you have a glass of water by your bed before you go to sleep, and you have a problem in your mind that you're trying to overcome. Perhaps you've lost something, you need to find it, whatever it is. It could be any problem. And in this case, you know, the problem is, hey, I need to write a really killer headline for this particular advertisement. So what you basically do is you have, as you drink the half glass of water, you're saying to yourself, you know, I need to find a, you know, really good headline for this particular ad. And you imagine yourself drinking the other glass of water, the other half of the glass of water when you wake up, and that answer coming to you. And it's funny, I used to do this when I was a kid, and I'd be like, oh, I can't find that textbook or whatever. And it's funny, you know, I'd do it, and then, you know, later that day it'd come to me, or I'd get this gut feeling, or perhaps it's there, and then I would find it. And that's often the case with the whole headline process. So, and because you never know when these ideas are going to come to you, yeah, you know, they could come to you, yeah, at any time, these ideas and these sort of these sort of concepts can come to you. So one of the things I would encourage you to really do is to take a pad and a pen with you. And it doesn't have to be a pad and a pen. Yeah, obviously these days we've got our smartphones and that sort of thing. So you could take your smartphone with you. You could take your iPad with you or whatever, but you have something with you where you can take down, where you can take down notes. Because you never know when an idea is going to hit you. And I always kick myself when I got an idea. I got an idea for writing an email last night, and I thought, oh, I'll write that down later. And now I can't even remember what it is. So, you know, there's a saying, a short pen is much better than a long memory. So, you know, you've take a pad with you, you know, wherever you go. There's actually these things, and I haven't got my hands on one yet, but I think I need to. That I heard about recently, and I think they're called aqua pads or something, but they're actually pads you can take into the shower with you, and you can actually write on them even when you're having a shower. There's also some things you can wrap around your phone, because you often get some great ideas in the shower, but you can to waterproof your actual phone. So there's ways that you can actually do that. So that's just worth keeping in mind, just to always have something something near you that you can access. So the aqua pads, I've actually found the link while I'm sitting here, and they're called, you can find them, My Aqua Notes, myaqua.com, they've got a thing on their headlines, no more great ideas down the drain, and you can actually pin these little notes right on the shower, so that when you get an idea, you can just scribble down the idea, and you don't miss it. So that's something I've certainly, you know, certainly got to get my got to get my hands on, just to make sure I don't lose any of those information that comes with, comes to you, when you're when you're in the shower and that sort of that sort of thing, because you can get some you can get some great ideas that you can take advantage of. So so have pads with you, or some way of taking down notes wherever you are. You know, I had an idea. You know, I was out to dinner with my, with my wife, and boom, an idea just, just came to me, and it was so clear. And often you'll get your best ideas when you're not at work. So it doesn't hurt to take a bit of time out of your day to go and have a coffee, and just get out of your normal environment, because when you're out of your normal environment, I've spoken to creativity experts about this, the ideas will come much better to in a much better way to you. You probably found that when you're on holidays, or you go to a new area and you go on holidays, and the ideas seem to come, at least they do with me, they come thick and thin, just because you're in a different environment, you're in a different headspace, and you start to access, there's different types of brain waves, and you've got your delta and your which is the deep or beta, I think it is like the really sort of stressed day-to-day brain wave, and then just underneath that you've got your alpha, and then you've got your theta and your delta. Delta's deep sleep, theta's a bit above that, and then alpha. And when you go into that sort of those other brain waves, when you're more relaxed, that's when those ideas can really come through and seep through to you. So it's so that's worth looking into.
Giving you easy to implement step-by-step strategies to get more customers fast. Check out shortcutmarketingtips.com.